The Economic Development, Trade and Tourism Committee. The time is 5:20, and today's date is...
13th, sir.
The 13th of March, 2006. Today, we're going to be hearing HCR 34, which has to do with the Arctic Fresh Program. We're going to be hearing about this resolution from a member of Representative Ramis's office. Oh, for the, I guess we better recognize our committee members. Representatives Cordula, Dahlstrom, Lynn, Co-Chair Ramis, and myself, Co-Chair Newman. So please proceed.
Hi, yes. My name is Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Jay Ramis, and I'm here to present House Concurrent Resolution 34, which is being established to promote Alaska-grown produce and food products to the visitor industry. It is the intent of the Arctic Fresh Program to bring together the Department of Agriculture, farmers, related farm associations, processors, seafood processors, distributors, the visitor industry, and restaurants and related culinary support associations to provide the visitors of Alaska with wholesome quality Alaska produce and products. This program should provide a win-win situation for everybody involved. And this program, the establishment of this program, is designed to shift the buying preferences of the visitor industry, thereby creating an additional market for Alaska farmers and producers to sell their goods, as well as providing visitors throughout the state with fresh Alaskan products and produce. It is the intent of the program to work hand-in-hand with other already established programs, such as the Alaska Grown Program and the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute's Wild Alaska Seafood Campaign, thereby creating brand recognition for Alaska's fine products.
Thank you, Gene. And for the record, we have been joined by Representative Crawford.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Ramis.
I just want to thank everybody for signing off on HCR 34 so that we could kind of backdoor it into the committee. I'm very, very, very appreciative of everybody cooperating to do this. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Gene from the committee? Representative Cortula?
Can you tell me just a little bit about how this is going to differ or overlap with the Alaska Grown Program?
Representative Cortula, through the chair. We plan to have this work hand-in-hand with the Alaska Grown Program. Last year, there were carrots and potatoes that went on, they were warehoused and didn't get distributed. So we're hoping that we can create a market with the visitor industry that will be able to basically add another place for them to sell their products and their wares.
If I could add to that, Representative Cortula, without having to expand the market, we want to get almost like the distinction between a beverage dispensary licenses for consumption of alcohol at a bar versus package store licenses for purchase to carry at home. Alaska Grown has been highly successful at developing the Fred Meyer Safeway market of Alaska Grown potatoes and carrots. But at the restaurant level, for on-premise consumption, there is no buying preference expressed by chefs and kitchen managers. And so what we wanted to do was to set up an alternate program that fits under the same umbrella, that requires no funding and no fiscal note, but at the end of a year or at the end of a tourist season, it would be a scoring mechanism for the Alaska Hotel and Lodging Association, for the Alaska Travel Industry Association, to measure, without buying one more case of carrots or potatoes, how by switching their buying preference, they're able to buy, acquire, and use Alaska-grown products. And it incentivizes them statistically to keep score under a separate record-keeping rather than to just contribute incrementally to the 20-year success of the Alaska-grown program. This way, Arctic Fresh would start the odometer at zero, and then would give them bragging rights when they came down here to lobby House and Senate members, particularly from the Green Belts in Delta and the Mat-Su, to say, we bought this many cases of carrots, this many tons of potatoes. Look at how hospitality at all levels is integrated into the Alaska Grown program. Is kind of the intent behind this. Was almost Yahtzee, like scorekeeping.
And if I may add just a little bit more onto that, is earlier we had a meeting up in Fairbanks, and we got an opportunity to talk to quite a few of the folks from the tourist industry. Some of those folks already have an Alaska part of their menu where they're selling Alaska products. And I think this would help identify, again, those folks in the industry, in the restaurants who do want to make sure that they're identifying, selling the mystique of Alaska, you know, with the Arctic Fresh program. And this will help identify that program in a little more solid fashion. Do you have any more questions for Jane? Thank you, Jane. We do have Larry DeVilblis from the Division of Agriculture to speak to us a little bit about this to the committee. Larry, are you there?
I am. I hope you can hear me better than I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Larry. Please state your name.
Yeah. This is Larry DeVilblis. I'm the Director of Agriculture, and we are very happy to see this step towards wider distribution of our Alaskan-grown products. And I've got to say that we've already had a report from Delta Meat and Sausage up in Delta Junction that called and wanted to know what this Arctic Fresh was, because they said they'd already gotten calls from some hotels wanting to know if they could buy Alaskan meat. So I think this is just the beginning of what's going to happen, and before the program even got publicized. So you must be doing something already in the hotel industry, and we certainly look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Larry. Do we have any questions of the committee to Larry?
One question. I think we heard some statistic about, 50 tons of potatoes or carrots that got thrown away at the end of the season last year because they couldn't find a market. Do you have any kind of statistic on that? I think we were on that conference call when somebody referenced that.
Yes. We did document last August 1,500 tons of potatoes that had to be thrown away, and those were not the normal run of cull potatoes or number two. That was just good number one product that the market did not absorb last year. So I'm certainly looking forward and just roughly calculating, see that a million meals comes pretty close to that amount. And we are also looking this year at a good inventory of carrots that are storing in good condition. So by May, the industry is going to be in a good position to kick this year off with at least carrots and potatoes.
Thank you, Larry. Representative Lynn?
Yes, thank you. Is there any way, any practical means of getting these potatoes that were thrown away into your homeless shelters and groups like that? Is there a practical way to do this? It seems almost sinful to throw that many potatoes away to people out there who are hungry. Sure.
Larry, you want to answer that or try that?
I can. These are owned by individual farmers, of course, and the expense of getting them to a homeless shelter or a food bank would be almost as great as getting it to the marketplace, and probably those locations would not be able to absorb those in terribly large quantities. But I'm sure that if those agencies went to the farmers and were willing to pick them up, they would be glad to work with them on something like that.
And just a follow-up to that, were there any communications to these homeless shelters and groups and those who do this kind of business that we do have some surplus out here? Do you want it? Did anybody make that attempt to communicate?
not from my office.
Thank you.
I may add, too, I think a little bit, you know, with regards to getting the product to a homeless shelters, that's going to be in direct competition with their own sales that they're trying to produce, too. So I don't know what we could do or if there's something the state could do on that end. But
I understand but as I know, these are products that they couldn't dispose of anyway. The market had absorbed all they were going to absorb, and you were just left over.
Yes, sir. That's the job of this committee, to make sure we find a product for them. Any other questions from the committee? Representative to Mr. DeVilblis? Well, anybody in the audience? Hearing and seeing none.
Would you like a motion?
Yes, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move HCR number 3424-LS1714/Y with individual recommendations and attached zero physical note.
Okay. Hearing and seeing no objection, this bill passes out of this committee, and that will be the end of this committee.